Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning to you all. I wish to thank the delegation for rich and interesting responses to the questions that have already been posed. I wish to follow up on the topics that Mr. Padineros has raised earlier, and I do not feel that we have received sufficiently clear answers. And that relates to, number one, the extreme violence against children and killing of children. And number two, the extraordinarily high levels of child sexual abuse. This is, in my view, absolutely a crisis situation in Honduras that require very speed action to remedy. It's not at all clear to me how you are dealing with it. You have shared with us information about awareness raising, that's great, etc. But you need a structural arrangement that sort of addresses this. Can you share with us some information about the existence of protocols, how reports for example, sexual abuse or physical abuse of children are dealt with? Is there a mandatory reporting? Are there agency structures that receive reports? How do they process that? Is there any multi-agency or interdisciplinary approach in that work? Do you have forensic interviews to elicit the children's narratives on the experience that they have been subjected to that can be of use in the court proceedings? How are children treated in the court system? All this information, I feel, is lacking. And it sort of seems to me that this is all very much undeveloped in Honduras, but I'm equally sure that you must be working on it and do your best in dealing with it. The question is, how can we help you in our recommendations to make more progress in this area? Thank you very much in advance.